What happens is that when you hand in the vehicle to our appointed agency, which is the Texas Scraping Administrator, they will do the necessary rigorous test to make sure that indeed this is a vehicle that is duly destined to be scrapped, and they will scrap it. There is no way that that vehicle would actually get back into the market, back into the system, because once you surrender it to our appointed agency, the agency is supposed to dismantle and scrap, literally compact that vehicle into recyclable material. So there's no way that, you know, the vehicle would come through. Before or prior it being squashed or compacted, it gets deregistered from NATIS. All right? But we also make sure that there are no any identification marks that have been made on the vehicle, and the vehicle is not even, you know, sought by the police, for instance. It was not used in the commission of a crime, or is there are no outstanding traffic fines and all those kind of things. Okay. Once we are happy, that's when it gets compacted, and that's when the person gets the 50,000. What we do is we transfer our money to the scraping agency.
Okay.
They do the necessary checks and balances. We've got a criteria which is followed in terms of the scraping process. They will check the vehicle, and once they satisfy themselves that this vehicle indeed should be scrapped, they scrap, and then they pay the 50,000.
Okay.
But what they do is they not necessarily scrap first. Well, they do the necessary verification and all the paperwork. Yeah. Once they're happy, the first thing, the future in relation to the build-up is that, number one, already we're seeing people recapitalizing with the vehicles that have been certified with effect from this year, and we've already made it a condition that, especially in the host cities, public transport provision should start incorporating and including taxis. All right. So we have got plans that have been presented to us as the Department of Transport, where we've insisted that there should be a partnership between the buses and the taxis, so that, you know, we should start seeing our people benefiting from 2010.